Off the ball rugby.
I would be very, very low if I was involved in that group who have gone to three finals, because losing in finals is 10 times the hurt.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm John Duggan, and on the way, wholesale changes for Leinster in the URC, thoughts on Munster's new signing, and next season's URC fixtures are out. And first up, Leinster head coach Leo Cullen has made 14 changes to his team for tomorrow's United Rugby Championship match against Connacht at the RDS. Jamie Osborne is the only player to have started the Champions Cup final defeat to Toulouse who is retained. It is the final game at the RDS before redevelopment starts. And after announcing his retirement this week, Rhys Ruddock will make his 229th appearance in blue. Kieran Frawley, who missed a drop goal attempt to win the European Cup in London, starts at inside centre this week. The halfback pairing will be Cormac Foley at scrum half and Sam Prendergast at out half. Jimmy O'Brien gets the nod at fullback. Tommy O'Brien and Rob Russell occupy the wing positions. In the pack, Ed Byrne, Ronan Kelleher and Thomas Clarkson make up the front row, with Ross Maloney and Brian Deeney to be the second row pairing. Ruddock will be joined in the back row by captain Scott Penny and Jack Conan. So for Connacht, Argentina international Santiago Cordero finally makes his first start for the Western Province in the fullback position, having missed a long period of time out with a knee injury. Leitrim's Shane Madden, he'll make his debut on the left wing in the game, while Mayo hooker Dave Heffernan is to reach 200 appearances for the province. Across the rest of the back line, Shane Jennings will play in the right wing, with David Hawkshaw and Cahill Ford making up the centre partnership. Jack Carty is going to captain the side and wear number 10. Caelan Blade will be beside him at scrum half. And joining Heffernan in the front row will be props Peter Dooley and Finlay Beelam. The second row consists for Connacht of Joe Joyce and Niall Murray, and Cian Prendergast, Connor Oliver and Sean Jansen make up the back row. Leinster are third in the table, Connacht are 10th going into this final round of fixtures. Munster play Ulster at Thomond Park on Saturday. Munster are top of the table, as we know, and Ulster are 6th. Now, speaking of Munster, this week they announced Thakir Abrahams as their latest signing. There's an African back who's 25, will move from Lyon, and because he can play at full back and on the wing, comparisons will obviously be made with the retiring Simon Zebo. The other players to commit themselves to Munster from the new campaign are Billy Burns, who joins from Ulster, and Connacht duo Dermot Kilgallen and Tom Farrell. The former Munster and Ireland international Fiona Hayes spoke to Rory and Quinny this week on the Red 78. She is excited about seeing Abrahams next season.
I'd seen him in a few bits. I had to go back and look at some of his highlights. I saw the Sharks had done a video with him as well when he was playing. It was actually interesting. He seems so down to earth. He's got that want to work. He spoke about being almost blind when he was younger and still playing rugby until they came up with and could get some contact lenses for him. So his love of the game, you can see it in everything he talks about. But it's just watching him, his footwork, that score in 2022 against Leinster up in the RDS. I mean, it was just magical to watch. His ability to hand off, his foot movement to get past that contact area is brilliant. And for Munster to sign him, I think on the back of Zebo announcing, you know, that he was going, I think it's obviously you can never compare the two, because Zebo is just something special in what he does to the crowd. But footwork wise, how he gets around defenders, the yards after contact. Another thing I noticed in watching some of his highlights from Lyon and Sharks as well is his ability to get past that contact area, but also be able to pick up the ball nice and quick and continue. So if he's not held in that tackle, he's just so elusive. And I'm really excited to watch him, I suppose, play, and hopefully he can get an injury run free as well. Well, because that's just the luck with Munster, isn't it? When we get these guys in that we're all waiting at the start of the season, two games in and they're gone. But I think he just offers something special, and Thomond Park are waiting for someone else, and wherever the games are down in Virgin Media Park as well, you just want to be shouting at these guys that are absolutely brilliant in that contact area, and the speed of him is immense as well. So I'm really excited.
Now, next year's URC will start on Friday, September 20th, with Leinster away to Edinburgh. Munster and Connacht will contest an early Inter-Pro the following day at Thomond Park, with Ulster at home to Glasgow Warriors on the opening weekend. If you're getting out your diary long term, the first Leinster-Munster derby will be held in Dublin on Saturday, October 12th, with Munster to host the return game at Christmas time against Leinster. And another news today, Toulouse second row Richie Arnold is to face an independent disciplinary committee next Tuesday. The hearing will take place after he was sent off by English referee Matthew Carley for a dangerous clear out on Leinster's Cian Healy in extra time of the Champions Cup final. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday, free of charge. I'm John Duggan, and Rugby Daily will be back tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.